What a difference 3 months makes. After the knockdown, drag-out budget debacle that shut down the government in October, here we are in January. And perhaps prodded by the furious reaction of most Americans to last fall's budget showdown, last week saw both chambers of Congress quietly and meekly passing a $1 trillion federal budget deal that runs until September. Detroit Free Press Washington reporter Todd Spangler joins us now. Todd, you say this budget deal bodes well for Michigan?
Sure. I mean, at least at an early glance, it does. I mean, it restores a lot of money for restoring the Great Lakes. There's some money in there for defense projects that have been going on in Michigan. Head Start slots are restored at full funding. I mean, there's a lot in there that is going to help Michigan and a lot of other states.
So it seems that what I get the sense from what you've been writing about this is what Uncle Sam took away with sequester cuts, Uncle Sam's given back?
To a large degree, that's the case. Remember, when the sequester happened, it was the budget deal that was never supposed to happen. It was put into place as a hammer to make fractious parts of Congress come together to some kind of agreement. They never did. These across-the-board cuts went in, and really no one really liked them. The conservatives didn't like the cuts that were in there for the Defense Department. More progressives in Congress didn't like cuts to Head Start and things like that. But there was really very little room for an agreement to solve those things. This time around, like you said, in part perhaps because of the shutdown, they managed to come to some sort of agreement that while there would be cuts, they would be far more surgically imposed.
So let's kind of break down what some of the give backs are. And you mentioned Head Start, and I know that has been the source of a lot of concern here in Michigan with the number of Head Start. We had lost more than 1,800 Head Start and early Head Start slots, right?
That's right, yeah. I mean, there were about 1,800 that were lost in the state. You know, in some cases, other nonprofits were able to step up and try to help out to find slots for people. But it really did have an impact in Michigan. This does restore full funding to Head Start. It restores full funding to LIHEAP, the Low-Income Heating Energy Assistance Program, which a lot of people in Michigan use. I mean, it really does start to give money back to those areas where Democrats wanted to see fully funded. As I said, there are also places that help in Michigan, like auto suppliers and other suppliers who help with defense equipment for the M1 Abrams tank, the Stryker vehicle. Those are things that really do help in and around TACOM there in Warren. So there are some givebacks there. At the same time, overall, it doesn't give back everything that was taken away from the sequester, not by a long shot, but it does sort of put them on a path where they're actually doing budgeting. They're actually deciding where the money's going to be spent rather than having this sort of meat cleaver across the board cut routine.
One of the things you pointed out in your story for the Free Press was Michigan State University's Facility for Rare Isotopic Beams gets a whole $55 million, the full amount requested. What is that going to do?
Absolutely. I mean, it's I'm no scientist, so but you know what I know that this is a research facility that MSU is counting on to draw in engineers and researchers from all over the world to really do this extraordinarily complicated advanced research. They've been working on it for years now. It sounds like this year they could really get the construction going if they got full funding. Senators Stabenow and Levin were able to get that as part of this deal to make sure this is fully funded, which is good news for Michigan.
Now, you point out there is money coming back, increased funding for the Army Corps of Engineers, which leads to the question, could this benefit the Great Lakes and how?
Oh, absolutely. I think that, you know, one of the things here that Michiganders are probably going to be most happy about is that the Army Corps of Engineers gets a sizable chunk of funding. They should be able to do most of the maintenance projects that are hanging out there for Michigan and the Great Lakes harbors. Now, whether or not they get rid of the backlog, and it's a sizable one, I think that's very much something that's up in the air. But they should be able to move pretty forward ahead with these dredging projects. At the same time, there's fully funded $300 million for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. That's something that does projects all over the lakes to try to improve wetlands and fight runoff. There's a full funding for the Clean Water Revolving Fund, which helps rebuild sewer systems that are dumping, you know, too much waste into the water. So overall, that's good news for Michigan.
If you just joined us, I'm speaking with Detroit Free Press Washington reporter Todd Spangler as we look at the new federal budget deal. The House and Senate Appropriations quietly unveiled this this bill that much less in the way of fireworks than we saw last fall when they tried to do that. Now, you do point out something that struck me, Todd, that Republicans slashed all funding for high-speed rail. First of all, why did the GOP lawmakers target high-speed rail?
Well, this has always been something that has been kind of a sticking in Republicans' craw. I mean, their idea about high-speed rail and a lot of sort of alternate infrastructure programs like this is that the market should pay for them. This is not something the government should be wholly in the business of funding or putting up funding streams that going forward are just going to cost more and more to keep these going. So the Republicans made a very clear point that while they were restoring some funding, there's some money for infrastructure here in roads that restores some money that had not been there before or cut through the sequester. What this does is says there's no money for high-speed rail, specifically targeted for high-speed rail. That has a much larger impact in places out west where there's been, you know, the state of California has been looking at doing some large high-speed rail projects and things like that. In Michigan, what I'm told is that the line that runs from Detroit to Chicago could be impacted in terms of what they look for in the future. But right now, they weren't looking for additional money anyway. So as it stands, that might be sort of a zero-sum game for Michigan at the moment. But as that line gets going, there, you know, could be a need for funding in the future. There might be funding available from other sources at some point.
Okay.
And by the way, I wanted to mention they didn't fool around with this for very long at all. I mean, this came out. They got the votes. This has already gone to the president. I mean, it's done. And they were able to really push this through quickly with really very little consternation, especially considering the fact that you had some real conservative groups, Heritage and the Club for Growth, telling conservatives not to vote for this. It got done. This is not going to be an issue going forward to the midterms, it doesn't look like. So it shows that Congress can get stuff done when it really wants to.
Well, do you think that's because Election Day 2014 is hanging over their heads like the sword of Damocles, and everybody was so the electorate was furious last fall?
Yeah, what I honestly believe in terms of that is that there were a lot of members of the Republican Party here in Congress who were not happy at all with the shutdown. I mean, some of them went along with it because there were more conservative members who were really pushing this, but I think pretty clearly from some comments, like those comments from Mike Rogers, from Michigan, you know, who said that this was a mistake. This was something that really we're never going to win this. We're turning ourselves into the bad guys. We need to keep pushing for cuts where we can get them and not shut government down to do it. And ultimately, I think the experience of the shutdown, how it turned on them, really played out. And I think the more moderate, but the people who want to keep government open and think that there has to be some kind of compromise are right now ascendant, and they're going to push for this as hard as they can. They think they're going to be hurt if government were to get shut down again. So now they've made sure it's not going to, at least not this year.
They're in the driver's seat at this point. But you got to wonder, so this deal lasts until September, right, this new budget?
Right.
What do you foresee as the next congressional mud wrestling match? Will it come up to next fall with the new budget, or is there going to be something new that's going to cause them to go back in the mud pits?
It will. I mean, there's another debt ceiling increase that's going to come up. There's clearly going to be a somewhat of a fight about that. They're always going to find something to fight over. Right now, you know, we have some important provisions under the Farm Bill, which we haven't had for years now, and sort of just been banging along. They need to sort that out, or milk prices could spike here in the very near future. They'll probably work something out on that. But in terms of this budget, it'll go to next September. Believe me, it'll be next September before anything gets worked out. They don't work anything out until the last minute, until they absolutely have to.
The old feet to the fire thing.
Right.
Detroit Free Press Washington reporter Todd Spangler. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much, Todd.
Thank you.